Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, High FM. Today we're here at the studio. We've got 456 Centum Drive. This is Top Cash. Liel Rimor.
Good morning.
Good morning, Liel. Good morning to Peter Feldman, our bigger one. How are you doing, Peter?
I'm doing well, Roy. Thank you.
We also have with us Moshe Starogan. How are you doing, Moshe?
Good morning.
Well. Thank you for all of you being with us this morning. We don't talk about high and down. We don't talk about stuff that's just happening. You know, this morning, I mean, how beautiful is this country? Last night, there was this most beautiful moon ever. Have you seen the moon?
Beautiful.
It was really, really beautiful.
And this morning it's like...
It's gray.
And this morning it's looking like England. I don't know what's going on.
England, warm. But warm, it is warm. It's actually quite hot today, I must say.
It's not comfortable for Israel. I don't know. It's like, they call it summer.
Yeah, I understand. Coming from Israel, I mean, summer, it's really summer. I mean, it's hot and that's it. Morning, evening, night, it's hot.
It's global change. It's all come together now, slowly but surely. You can see what's happening around the world. And
you know, between you and me,
attention.
Who cares what's going to happen in 100 years? I mean, really. And I'm not like this, the green planet activation, whatever.
Now we got it.
Eh?
We got it.
Last week I wasn't here. I went to a tree planting ceremony with Israeli ambassador. And he said that his generation had ignored the warnings of global warming. And he said that the youth of today, the future's in their hands, and they must start doing things now.
No, thank God the youth is on it, and he's
very
understand, yeah. Not like other people that don't really.
Yeah, care. This was at the JNF Walter Sisulu Environmental Center in Mamelodi in Pretoria. Mm. And I must say it was a very interesting day because the center, it teaches students and communities, learners from the schools around, about energy, about waste, about biodiversity. And it was very eye-opening because I'd never been to that part of the world before. And we went in a whole busload of us. And it was just amazing. And a very good speech by the Israeli ambassador.
Did you plant some trees?
No trees were planted. No, I didn't plant any trees. I planted a few ideas, but not many trees.
Yeah, but we need trees.
No, we need trees. Trees are amazing.
We also need ideas. It's not bad.
But you know, Johannesburg is known as the greenest city in the world.
Second most. Yeah.
Because everybody comes as a greenhorn.
In Canada, I don't know which one. Is it Toronto? Is it which one? Which city is it? But there's one city that has more trees. Man-made forest, basically.
Man-made forest.
Yeah.
Well, Johannesburg
is number.
It's what I know about Johannesburg, that is the most populated inland city in the world, the biggest inland city in the world. Well, it used to be, when I came to South Africa, the biggest inland city in the
what
world.
What other inland cities, big inland cities you have that's so far from the...
Not really. I don't think you got. I mean, if you go to London, you've got underwater. If you're looking at New York, it's underwater.
Even in America, the big cities are in the west.
Sure. I mean, you do big cities because it's next to the water. You want to be close to transport. In the old days, transport was the water. Now, Johannesburg, people came in for the gold, not for the water. So that's why the community is around, yeah?
It was amazing. About 10, 15 years ago, some Americans made a movie, and they showed a picture of Johannesburg with palm trees and the sea. Obviously, they'd never been to Johannesburg or didn't know anything about Johannesburg, but their publicity material came out on the internet with a picture of Johannesburg with the palm trees and the sea. It looked like Mombasa.
Los Angeles.
Or it looked, it could be Los Angeles or Lorenzo Marx. If you were then Lorenzo Marx, now Maputo. But it just shows how ignorant most of the Americans are about South Africa.
They definitely are. I mean, when you look at South Africa, I mean... you know, many times you go back all over the world and you say you come from South Africa. Say, Africa? Oh, so they think we're running here with safari suits, with...
Listen, we are from Israel, so we're not allowed to talk. In Israel, people think that we still have...
lions in the street.
Not lions. Lions is in South Africa, but in Israel, you got camels all over, and it's a desert, and you don't have streets and everything.
You don't.
Eh? America and Europe can learn a thing or two. They must come and learn a thing or two.
Not Europe, Americans, because
Europe.
They're very only in America. They don't know outside America.
America don't know nothing. Yes, you're right.
But no, when I landed in South Africa, I landed in Newcastle. We started a chemical factory in Newcastle, and it was an amazing city, and people are very welcoming. But let me tell you, some people are stupid or ignorant. They don't know. So I told them, "Where coming from? You're coming from Israel. Is it in South Africa?"
There was something on the internet, I don't know if it was fake news or not, but yeah. One of the ministers was talking about Cape Town, not realizing that Cape Town is part of South Africa.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. I saw it. I did a double take. She was talking about, if they came to live in South Africa, we would provide water. Another country.
For ANC, if you're not ANC, if you're ruled by DA, you're not South Africa.
Yeah,
so it makes sense.
Yeah, 100%.
They meant come and join the ANC and then you get some water. Otherwise.
So I want to talk today. We're going to put a song. We're going to put a song down. Very nice.
Nice.
Well, I think so. Wake Me Up. Do you like Wake Me Up?
Wake Me Up before.
No. This is. It's from Avicii. You're awake already. I mean, I'm still George Michael,
the late George Michael.
All right. Go to the doctor. You have to. Do you have any doctors? I mean, is any doctor listen to us? I know my dentist listen to me, but maybe other doctors listen to us. Can we please do.
To me occasionally.
Does he?
Yeah, he says he can when he's on his way to the practice.
In this case, any psychiatrist?
Psychiatrists or psychologists would like to see all of us.
No, but psychiatrist is the one that gives you the medicine, so...
Psychiatrists can give you even vodka.
Viagra.
Viagra too.
If something else is so.
I really want you guys to listen to this one. If you like it, you like it. If you don't like it, I do. So, let me see if I can play it out. Yeah. I think I would. What do you think about that one? Don't say it's not a nice song. Man. And we're back. Our telephone numbers, our WhatsApp lines are 061-895-1019. Our SMS is still 34519. Our new studio numbers are 010-140-3020. And here in the studio with Moshe Stalgrad, Coughing Moshe. I'll call him Coughing Moshe because he's refusing to go to the doctor. He thinks doctors don't work. So all of you doctors that listen to Moshe, he doesn't work. Then we've got Peter Feldman here, and Leon Rimon, and we're going to talk about Hinda. What you got? You got something to read?
I'd like to read something about Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood.
All right.
It has the following specials, which are valid until the 4th of February. They say, visit our hyper for amazing 100 Rand deals. Pick and Pay Long Life Milk, 6 times 1 litre, assorted. It's now 65 rand 90 each. Pick and Pay White Sugar, 2.5 kilograms, now 32 rand 90 each. Pick and Pay 2-ply toilet tissue nines white. Buy any 2 for 70 rand, and you'll save 37 rand. No Name, 7 kilograms of potatoes, 7 kilograms of butternut, and Pick and Pay 3 kilograms of onions. Buy all 3 for 100 rand. No Name Light Meat Shredded Tuna in Salt Water, 170 grams, buy 10 for 100 rand.
That's 10 rands each, that's cheap, eh?
Yeah, it's cheap. That's Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood.
Don't forget going, is that all we got?
That's it.
All right. So we're back here. And like I said, it's the 4 people here. My name is Roy Peretz, and we've got with us Leon Rimon, Peter Feldman, what do we have here? The Coughing Moshe?
You stuck with me.
I have to because for 2 months, 3 months, I'm telling go to the doctor. No, it's been in the doctor, it's been digged out.
Is that true?
Died many years ago, and he just doesn't tell us about
and
it.
And he's a big, broad smile, he's got new glasses, he's looking good.
Yeah, he's got, I think got new glasses.
You can't see.
No. Yeah, I can't see. And his wife is an optician. If
if his wife was a doctor, he wouldn't cough.
He wouldn't cough.
Yeah, you see.
So homeopathic medicine.
You know, I must tell you one thing, you know.
Yeah.
There was one person who was a doctor. Very expensive, very good doctor. So he said, when he got sick, he used to go to another doctor because it used to be too expensive.
Roy,
yeah?
What's the difference between stress, tension, and panic?
Well, explain to me.
Yeah.
Stress is when my wife is pregnant. Tension is when my girlfriend is pregnant. And panic is when both are pregnant.
It's crazy. That's
and they
really
find
crazy.
Out about each other.
So, that I have a great joke. So this guy, a mafioso employed a debt accountant.
Yeah.
And this accountant stole from $10 million.
Yo.
Now he was so cross, but he couldn't speak to him, so he brought his lawyer. His lawyer could speak sign language, and they were, so he was talking to him. He says to him, "Well, amigo, where did you put the $10 million? He says, "What are you talking about?" Like he said to him in sign language, he said to him, "What are you talking about?" So he says, "No, where did you put $10 million? He says, "I don't know what you're talking about." So he says to the mafioso behind him, he says he doesn't know what you're talking about. So mafioso cocked his gun, put it into the accountant's head, and says, "Ask him again where he put the money or I'll blow his brains out." He says, where did you put the money in sign language? Ask him, "Hi, where did you put the money or this guy's going to blow his brains out?" So he says, "Listen, I buried it behind my cousin's Bernie's house in a brown suitcase. He says, so the mafioso, he says, "You don't have a guy to blow your brains." I think that's a good one, right?
Wow. Listen, never trust a lawyer, you know.
Yeah. That's for Trevor.
If you know the sign language, something is very ordinary.
A young boy asks his dad, "What is the difference between confident and confidential?" His dad says, "You're my son. I'm confident about that. Your friend over there is also my son. That's confidential."
That's good. I want to talk about today, you know, but there's some myths that I want to really break. I think I know a little bit about... how do you say? About money, how to make money. I think I've been fortunate enough to know some good things about where to invest your money, etc. And many people will say, you know what? Buy a house when you're like 25, or buy a house or 22, whatever. Buy a house. Look, there's a lot of good things about buying a house or buying a permanent
residence.
But for my opinion, when you're young, before you have family, before you really want to put your foot in one place, just think twice. So there's a lot of cons. First of all, you lose your mobility completely. Costs you more than you think. If you think it costs you like R1 million to buy a house or a flat or whatever you are, you're not counting the interest. You are paying municipal costs, repairs. To make money, you need mobility, especially when you're young. You need to be able to move. Best investment is in yourself. So if you've got any spare money, don't put it into bond. Go to the nearest university. See a good course that you can do when you're young. See a good course that you can do that will announce your life in the next few years, that you can make more money and don't stay stuck with the same salary because you're uneducated. So best investment, basically, I see, is in yourself. And when you invest in yourself, it gives you choices, and choices are freedom. Meaning choices, when you got 10 people that offer you jobs, you got choices. When you don't have a choice, you have to be stuck in one place, in one job. So, don't forget, invest in yourself. Buying a house ties you down and narrow your options. Narrowing your options, it's not very smart. When you're 20, 30 year old, you know, you're taking a 20 or 30 year old mortgage or bond, you can rent for 6 or 12 months, so you don't get really tied down to one place. You can move on if you don't like the place or if the job is not really the job that you like. But what happens if you buy a house because the job you thought it's really, let's say you go to Durban, you buy a house in Durban because you get this great what you think opportunity, and a couple of months later it's not really what you thought it is. Now you're stuck with the bond payments, so you have to stay in the house. So I want to hear, I mean, if you have anything to say. I can see that Dove is love yawning because Gabby Four says that somebody who's yawned can get the orgasm while he's yawning. If I'd love to hear what you can say. And the idea is very wrong. The whole idea to buy a house, create wealth in 30 years, it's so wrong. I mean, the wealth you're going to create, it's going to take you 30 years. I mean, you're going to finish this bond 20, 30 years. I mean, think about it.
I think that the concept, Troy, is coming from much, much before now. The modern times, people not getting married when they're 22, 23, what used to be 30, 40 years ago, very common. And they start to think about the kids, and they start to think about where they want to be for the rest of their life when you're 20, 22. And today people are, they actually change in a research now, very latest research, they actually change the period of your childhood. You are only not a child after 23 years old.
Yeah.
You understand? So that means that
you're so correct.
People are only leaving their parents' home when they are 28, 29, 30.
Yeah.
That's the modern world, the modern Western world. That's how it goes. That's why what Roy is saying making sense, because it's not like before. Before, they tell you, when you finish the university, or in Israel, you finish the army, you need to get married, you need to get a house, you need to start paying for the house for the next 20 years and whatnot.
So the minute you put you into pressure, instead of saying, hold on a second, you're a little bit free, you now don't have kids or you're not married yet, go invest in yourself. So to all those guys that listen to us, just try that one. I'm not saying don't buy completely a house or whatever, but when you buy, first of all, buy when you got money. Don't start owing money and stuff, because you get yourself into some sort of a spiral, and sometimes a spiral dive. I say the idea is to rent where I live. Like, let's say I want to live in Sandton, but I can't afford buying in Sandton. But I can afford buying in Orange Grove. So I'm going to buy in Orange Grove, rent a place in Orange Grove, add a little bit extra, and live in Sandton. That's a good idea. So basically, rent where you live, and buy where you can rent. Yeah, basically that's it. So rent where you live and buy where you rent, where you can rent. Yeah.
But we said already, Roy, that you have to have an investment. You must buy something.
But not immediately, not when you're young.
No, you know what I mean? You see, this is the investment. You say, buy, let's say, in Orange Grove, rent it out. So you already bought in Orange Grove, you add a little bit more money, and you rent in Sandton. But the first step was to buy in Orange Grove.
No.
That's what it says.
You are right. And I like the argument, because the argument is, first of all, invest in yourself, not in a property. Because property, with all the respect to property, it doesn't give you what yourself give you. And if you are, I mean, think about it. Think about yourself when you're young. If you said to yourself, I'm not going to buy a house, what I'm going to do is I'm going to invest in myself. I've got a little money, let's say in today's money, 300,000 rands, which is not even a deposit today for a house. I'm going to take this deposit for a house, and I'm going to put it into myself. What is the best courses in UNISA or whatever I'm going to take, because it will take me 2-3 years to finish it. I need the money to study, because I won't have time to work, etc. So you take this money, you invest in yourself, you become, let's say, you go, you do a law degree or whatever. You're telling me that you won't make more money. You're going to make so much more money for the rest of your life rather than investing in a house, in a, God knows if it's going to go up or down or whatever. Because from 2007, for all intents and purposes, we're losing money on our properties big time, because our properties in 2007 were worth more than today. I mean, when the government suddenly decided not to give bonds anymore.
You should get a property guy in here, Roy, and interview him and propose these arguments and see what he comes back with, because obviously they're trying to sell property.
Yes.
In my day, when I was a lot younger, my father always said, buy property, buy property. I left home also in my 30s. I stayed with my parents for many years. And I rented for the first couple of years until I got married, and then I invested. So it was a different concept, different thinking at that stage.
Because no one thinks about investing in himself. No one will take the money and blow it on himself. The only one that blows money, it will be your parents and say, all right, I'll pay for your studies, go study. But no one will think, you know what, hold on a second, let me take $300,000. I'm going to go to, I'll have to live for the next 3 years. This $300,000 will maintain me while I study or something like that. That's what you have to do as a young man. You have to invest in yourself, become better. House won't make you better. House will give you a roof. But a roof, I mean, a roof you can rent. And even if you rent for the rest of your life, there's nothing wrong in rental. You know, let me tell you something. I've got a good friend of mine. He comes from Munich. In Munich, people rent.
They don't buy.
They don't buy. Well, they can't afford buying. It's millions. And this one apartment is 2.5 million euros. Yeah. A couple, I mean, really not a great apartment. I mean, people don't, if you're not a billionaire, you don't really buy a house in, buy a flat in Munich. But what you do is rent. And it depends, you know, you just change your thinking about rental. Rental's great. I mean, I don't see any bad in rental. I mean, it's nice to own a place, but to rent is nothing wrong with it. I think so.
So you buy a house.
Yeah.
You're paying. Yeah. For that property,
yeah,
and then you rent. So the money you get in from renting your property and you're renting them, it just you just cross flow your
finances. Things that I have to rent the place I live. No, why? Let's say you want to live, like I said before. Let's say you got enough money to buy a house in Orange Grove, but you want to live in Sandton. So what? You're gonna change it because you have to buy a house? No, rent in Sandton, buy in Orange Grove. I mean, but I'm talking later in life. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about the time right now. Yeah. All right. We will talk about a little bit about government, but just now we have to go to. I've got a nice song. I think Tom Jones. Do you like Tom Jones?
Yes.
Okay. So Leon likes Tom Jones. I like Tom Jones.
Which one?
You must watch Tom Jones on The Voice.
Do you like She's a Lady?
Ooh.
You like She's a Lady?
Yes. I like She's a Lady.
Yes.
Okay. If you like She's a Lady,
I like Sex Bomb even more. But
Sex
Bomb. Yeah, She's a Lady. I think
She's a Lady is a nice song. Yeah. And we're back 0101403020 or 618951019. You're listening to Roy and Friends, and I don't know how good friends are, but anyway, we talked about buying a house, and we were still arguing at the studio while you were listening to the song. I love this song, I really do. So anyway, the time is now 9:42, and after the ads and everything, I wanted to talk about the Liverpool game.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, when are you going to get to soccer?
So soccer will be, we won a game on Saturday. Liverpool have a game Saturday against Tottenham. Tottenham did very, very well. I mean, first of all, the first time I was sitting and cheering for Tottenham.
Me too.
Because I really hate... But I really don't like Manchester United. And Manchester United being quite a...
The upset last night was Bournemouth beating Chelsea 3-0.
No, it's actually wasn't upset. I was so happy. I was jumping out.
It upset the bookies. It upset people who were big Chelsea fans. And suddenly Bournemouth, who have now risen to number 10 in the league.
Peter, it can only happen in the English league. Because it's very unpredictable.
Yeah.
Bournemouth... At Stamford Bridge, 3-0 against Chelsea.
Well, Liverpool going down in the FA Cup.
And look at Arsenal against Chelsea. Swansea is the last one.
I know.
Why are you talking about all this team? This segment is called Roy and Friends talking about the beloved Liverpool.
Good one.
Only allowed to talk about Liverpool.
Yeah, good one.
And hell, the hell was
Liverpool? How do you win? How do you jump a place without kicking the ball even? Chelsea lost the ball. And we're going to kick the ball.
Well, we're going to kick the ball next week on the weekend.
Yeah.
We got a big, big game.
A very big game, I think. And it's a... Like, if we lose to them, they actually go to fourth place.
Pass us? No.
To fourth place, yeah.
I don't think they're going to pass us. They're enough.
They're 2 points behind us.
Yeah, 2 points.
So you win. I thought they're five.
Well, so the league's over now. They're Manchester City or so.
If they lose all the games from here now, then I can't see how they're losing anything.
But I think that Liverpool this year can fight for the second place. We are not worse than Manchester United or Chelsea.
I think we're better than Manchester United. We had a couple of wake-ups, but
we have
how many years ago when Liverpool was second, we still had Luis Suarez.
Oh, yeah.
And we second place.
Yeah.
And we had a chance to go to first place.
Yeah.
And that final match against Chelsea, when Steven Gerrard slipped.
That's right.
The ball fell out.
Against Mourinho again.
And yes, it was against Chelsea.
The last game, but
that's right.
It was...
If we'd won that game, we would have been champions.
We would have been.
That's fact.
Yeah. We would have been champions.
Yeah.
We would have been champions.
And also in Brendan Rodgers.
Was fired because of this.
Brendan Rodgers.
Yes.
But that was a build up to him being fired. I mean, we weren't playing that well at that stage.
No, not in this season. This season we were great.
But we never had a good defense. Think about it. Never had a good defense. Never. Really, I mean, for the last, I don't know, from Jamie Carragher's time, we didn't have a good defense.
Jamie Carragher is only 5-6 years not playing.
All right, but from his like youth times, we didn't have a good defense.
They should have brought in the Israeli Defense Force.
Here you go.
Van Dijk, you know, the one...
Van Dijk.
Yeah, and he's trying to organize.
But he knows, I don't know if Milan will do. And you know what? I'm actually... To spend 75 million, you better make something out of it.
No, he's impressive.
Can you imagine the pressure?
For him.
In modern sports, especially in soccer, if you can't handle the pressure, you can't play soccer.
A good fullback gives confidence for the whole defense.
Coutinho, they paid 120 million, it can go up to
142.
They pay 120. They didn't.
Yeah, but it's in add-ons.
It's going to be more. The pressure that you have to perform, and you're playing next to such great players, it's a big pressure. If you can't handle this pressure, you can't play in these kind of levels. So they need to be very, very much prepared psychology.
That's why I have psychologists in the team.
Yeah.
To keep the guys prepped.
No, but also
cover their heads.
But also, listen, I remember, I think the greatest Israeli player ever played overseas is Yossi Benayoun.
He was great.
He was great. He's still good. He's playing. Don't kill him.
He's still, is it?
Yeah, he's playing in Israel. Doesn't matter. But still, the mentality when he was young, Ajax Amsterdam. Yeah, they chose him to be in the academy. He was 14 years old.
Was it?
Yeah, and they took him. They took him over there, and after 1 month or 2 months, he was crying. I want home. I want to my mommy. I miss my girlfriend.
Sure,
and he came back to Israel and he started a great career in Israel and everything. But the opportunities that he will have if he would stay in Amsterdam, you need to be very strong, mentally strong to go and play in this country.
I think this year we've got a good team, and I think this manager is doing so good to Liverpool. And people don't understand what he's doing.
Management, the manager, the players, even the crowd. We have the best crowd.
Well, half the time I can't understand what he's saying. Interviews afterwards, he's scratching his head, he's pulling his ears, he doesn't answer questions directly, he goes round circles.
We as Jews, especially as Ashkenaz Jews, we hear the German accent and we get a bit scared. It's the first one that I love to hear his accent.
But I find so many overseas coaches, and you know, their English is not the top notch, and half the time you don't know what they're saying.
Well, you know what, Mourinho.
You understand?
I don't like his. He's obnoxious. He
comes across as a grumpy old man.
He's younger than me. And I'm young, as you know.
He's a grumpy.
51.
He's your age.
Never, he's younger. Mourinho is younger. Maybe two, three years.
A couple of years.
Yeah,
not much.
But you know what we've got? I've got a great song now, and then we're going to go to the ads, because the ads are pushing us from behind. So we've got, I don't know if you remember, but I'm sure you like it. You remember the Lemon Tree?
Yes.
Yes.
Who doesn't like this song?
It was very sour.
You don't like this song?
No, the song lemons were sour.
Listen, if they give you lemons...
If life gives you lemons, you must make lemonade. Here you go. You're listening to the Porn Stars Unplugged, and we're back. The time is now 9:53.
You're listening to Roy and Friends.
Right? Why do you say Porn Stars Unplugged?
I don't know.
This was from last night.
It's
So what I want to say is, you know, we talk about criminals. When we were sitting outside, we were talking about criminals, and we were talking about those hijackers. And you know what? It's very bad for South Africa because it, you know, a guy comes to visit South Africa, then he's been hijacked, and it's a big problem. You know, he'll never come back here. He's, it's the most horrible country in the world. And you know what the joke is? First of all, it's a small bunch of people. It's not everybody. It's not everybody. It's a small bunch of people. And I do believe it starts, you know, the fish stings from the head. And Jacob is doing a very good job in stinging from the head. And right now, you know, I want you to think about something. I want to talk about next week if we may. So, I think that those people that steal from us, the people that steal from us, the people that come and say they're robbery, they're not as bad as the government people. First of all, they steal our money, they go, then they buy a car in South Africa, they buy bread in South Africa, they live in South Africa, they spend all the money back in South Africa.
Reinvesting.
Think about it. At least it contributes to the
economy.
To the economy. But when Jacob takes the money, we'd go down, takes it to Dubai, there's no more money in the country. It drains the country out of its money. We have to say goodbye. The time is now 9:55. I'm going to say thank you for watching. With all coffee,
thank you. Hopefully next week I'm not coughing.
Hopefully next week I'm not coughing. Thank you for Peter Feldman.
Thank you, Roy.
You can always see us here on Wednesday. Thank you for Liyavi, man.
Thank you. And Shabbat Shalom, everybody.
If you get anything, if you need to ask us anything, my email address is roy@cashin.co.za. Cashin, you spell with cashin.co.za. If you need to ask us anything, my telephone number is 011-325-7777 or my personal mobile number is 083-6100-209. And what song do you want to put before we go? Craig will put a nice song for you, and I'll say goodbye to you. Good Shabbos, and have a great morning.